Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Starting off with a very sad story here today. Law enforcement officials say New York fashion designer Kate Spade has been found dead in her apartment. It was an apparent suicide. This is so sad. The officials say that she was found hanging by her housekeeping staff inside her Park Avenue apartment earlier this morning. She left a note at the scenes. The officials are not authorized to divulge any details of an ongoing investigation. The officials didn't know what the note said. The 55-year-old Spade created a line of sleek handbags in the early 90s that created a smash hit. And I've got to tell you, I have several of her shoes. I love them just to death. I'm so sad over this. Kate Spade's company has over 140 retail shops and outlet stores across the U.S. and more than 175 internationally. Kate was also the sister of actor David Spade. Boy, my sincere condolences go out to the family. I'm sure we will hear a lot more of this breaking story. And Monday was also a rough day for Serena Williams, but thankfully her husband, Alexis Ohanian, was more than happy to take on some daddy duties. Ohanian was spotted with the couple's daughter, Olympia. This, of course, was hours after Williams revealed she had to pull out of the French Open due to an arm injury. Well, the Reddit co-founder wore baby Olympia strapped to his chest in a baby carrier as he was walking around the streets of Paris yesterday. And of course, Williams did bring up her daughter as she revealed the news that she couldn't continue in the French Open. She says, quote, "I'm beyond disappointed. I gave up so much time with my daughter all for this moment. So it's really difficult to be in this situation. I'm so sure it is because she's never in that situation before. She's had injuries, but she says this is the most painful thing and she didn't know how to manage it. But I'm wishing her the best. I am sure she is not done with tennis. But Rihanna is done with her old boyfriend. She broke up with her billionaire guy, Haseen Jameel. According to reports, the pop star ended her romance with the Saudi businessman after she just got tired of him. Hey, that's what Rihanna does. You know, she'll get tired of those men in a minute. Anyway, she really had never confirmed this romance, although everybody thought it started about a year ago. And, you know, she's been talking about being in a serious relationship. In fact, in the June edition of Vogue, she did say that her unnamed partner had given her a new outlook on life. Well, I guess she changed that outlook. Now, Jameel, who is 29, he was divorced, comes from one of the world's richest families. He's heir to the Abdul Latif Jameel fortune. Hey, Rihanna's gonna be a movie star after Ocean's 8 opens on Friday, and you know there's gonna be a sequel, so who needs a billionaire anyway? And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.